America's security is your security. Buy security bonds. Welcome to Guest Star with Edgar Fairchild's orchestra, the Sportsman's Quartet, yours truly, Harry Bonzel, and Eddie Cantor. Yes, it's Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you each week by United States Security Bonds and this station as a public service. Let it remind you that for a secure future in a secure country, invest wisely. Buy United States Security Bonds and buy them regularly. And here is the guest star himself, a man who believes he's going to be the next president of the United States, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Eddie, how can a fellow like you ever become president? You haven't even stated your political position. Now, do you lean to the right or to the left?
Neither. I'm like a California driver.
Huh?
Middle of the road.
Yeah. No. To become president, you've got to conduct a campaign. You need a slogan.
Are you kidding, Harry Bonzel? Only this morning at breakfast, I thought up a terrific slogan. I turned to Ida and said, "Cantor'll be great in 48.
What did Ida say?
She says, "How can Cantor be great in 48 when he was practically through in 22? And Harry,
yeah.
Harry, have you seen my special campaign buttons?
No. What are they like?
They fasten on with safety pins. Yeah.
What?
I give them out to all the mothers for their babies.
I mean, for babies? What good is that?
On the front, I've got my other slogan, "Time for a Change."
Well, let's think about the other candidates, Eddie. Are they giving you much trouble?
Trouble? Already they've started a whispering campaign against me. And such things they're saying about me. Taft and Stassel and McCart. All of them.
Well, like...
all of them.
Like what, Eddie?
I hate to even repeat it, Harry.
Oh, really?
They're saying that I've been married for 33 years, that I'm 56 years old, and that I have 5 children.
Well, Eddie, those think that's all true.
I know, but it sounds so vicious when they whisper it.
Oh. Eddie, this whole thing is ridiculous. To be president, a man needs color. He needs that rugged American background.
Like what?
Like Abraham Lincoln. Lived in a log cabin. He split rails.
So what? I lived in a delicatessen, a sliced salami.
You have to do important things.
Like what?
George Washington. He threw a silver dollar across the Potomac River.
Yeah? With what's left of a dollar today after taxes, I could blow it across.
All right. Then there's the matter of publicity. A presidential candidate has to have his photograph spread around in the newspapers and magazines.
Well, when I ran the... in 1932, I got my face on time.
It looks like you didn't keep up the payments.
He tricked me into it.
But seriously, Eddie, being president is a lot of work.
I'm not afraid of work. You think it isn't work to get out a radio program every Thursday? I tell you, Harry, people don't appreciate what we comedians go through. Jokes, jokes. Every week, a brand new batch. Jokes, jokes. Lay an egg and watch it hatch. Rainy season, cook a manga. Make them laugh or you're from hunger. Find a subject, start to kid it. Soon you'll find that Skelton did it. Benny did it. Hope did it. Some guy selling soap did it. Bergen did it. Jolson did it. Johnson's partner Olson did it. Gags. Gags. Some are cold, some are hot. Winter jokes. Summer jokes. Summer jokes. Some are not. Rain jokes. Heat jokes. Grain and price of meat jokes. Search. Search. Snatch them from a file or book. Switch, switch. Give the old gag that new look. Soon as one broadcaster's through, the sponsor says another's due. Crack, wise. Benny's to pay, Durante's nose, wise. Crack, Cantor's kids, Crosby's clothes. Hit on something ultra good. It makes the rounds in Hollywood. Then it's kicked from coast to coast, refusing to give up the ghost. Soon it's dead, out of date. No one dares to do it. Wait! Who's has found a novel twist all the other minds had missed? So it's polished up, and then the vicious cycle starts again. Bergen does it. Hope does it. Some guy selling rope does it. A dummy made of wood does it. Anyone who could does it. Gag, fun, a generation's reared on it. Joke, pun, Each one has a beard on it. Find a new one, pull a killer. Someone hollers, that's Joe Miller. Jokes, puns, quips, gags, comics, critics, stooges, wags, laughs, 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 laughs.
You wet, Eddie, please. At your age, you mustn't get so excited.
What do you mean at my age? I've got the same pep I had 20 years ago, the same energy, the same vitality,
the same
jokes. Jokes! Jokes!
So, all right, Eddie, you work hard finding jokes, but after all, your business is show business, radio. How does that qualify you to be president?
Harry, radio has given me the perfect background for being president. When I move into the White House, instead of government departments, I plan to have radio programs.
For instance?
Well, you name a government department, and I'll tell you the program I'll replace it with.
All right. The Treasury.
Jack Benny.
The Smithsonian Institute.
Al Jolson.
Department of War.
Meet the Missus.
Post Office.
John's other wife.
Department of... How do you figure Post Office is connected with John's other wife?
If John hadn't played so much Post Office, he wouldn't have another wife.
All right. Now, what about the income tax?
For that, there are two programs. If you pay your income tax, it's break the bank.
And if you don't pay it?
This is your FBI.
Hey, I don't know, Eddie. Maybe it'll work.
Oh, of course it would work, Harry. And you know, every week I take a trip over to the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stand at the top of that long flight of stairs and do a concert.
Oh, no, Eddie.
A concert,
wait,
I do.
Wait, wait.
I would. Your concert.
You can't. Your gay type of music would never fit in such a position of dignity.
Dignity, he says. You think I can't sing those high-class songs, too? I'll demonstrate by singing my own version of Jerome Kern's immortal classic, Old Man River. An introduction, Maestro Fairchild. Comics all work on the major networks. Comics all work, and it ain't much fun. Pulling them jokes makes a man age quickly. We're all decrepit, excepting one. Old Man Jolson, that Old Man Jolson. He's older than Johnson together with Olson. And Old Man Jolson, he just keeps going along. He don't plant cotton, he don't plant taters, he just plants corn in the picture theaters. And Old Man Jolson, he just keeps going along. He gets down on bended knee, sings that mammy melody, can't get up from off the ground. His heavy money belt just weighs him down. Time is careless, Jack Benny's hairless, and Georgie Jessel's got no blood vessels. But Old Man Jolson, he just keeps going along.
Well, Eddie,
and Old Man
you really sang that song pretty well for so old a fellow.
Yep. Harry, I told you, and I'm proud. I'm proud of the fact that I'm 56.
Yes, well, Jolson couldn't say that.
He could 30 years ago.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. You can laugh at Al Jolson, but he's got the last laugh on you.
Yeah?
He wanted a son, so he adopted one.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the baby when he was only 7 days old. And the resemblance is really remarkable.
It is?
Yeah, the kid is a week old baby, and Jolson's a week old man.
Well, I don't care, Eddie. Whatever else you say about Jolson, you've got to admit that he sings very well.
Harry, did you ever listen to one of Jolson's numbers closely?
Why?
First, the orchestra plays a very loud introduction. Why? That's so the radio audience won't hear the squeaking of the wheelchairs they push Jolson up to the microphone. They do, Harry.
No, they do. Now, it's all right to kid Al, Eddie, but seriously, a lot of us are certainly proud of him and his comeback.
It must be wonderful to achieve a second big success so late in one's career.
Of course it is. And all joking aside, Harry, no one is more proud of Al than I am. But I dislike the word comeback because, well, Al's never been anything but a success. From a financial standpoint, his so-called comeback had absolutely no bearing on his life. I remember him years ago, struggling as all performers must to get that big break. But whatever Al Jolson earned, part of it he saved. He had an automatic plan. At regular intervals, he invested in government bonds. His fortunes as an entertainer varied. Some of his investments didn't work out, but depressions and stock market crashes and bank holidays never put Al Jolson out of business. His investment in his own government was the safest investment he ever made.
Well, Eddie, that's something we can all do today with United States security bonds.
And there's no better way to protect our savings. Money invested in United States security bonds is guaranteed by our government. If lost, stolen, or destroyed, the government will replace them without charge.
And security bonds are profitable, too.
Yes, think of it. For every $3 invested today, you get back $4 when the bonds mature in just 10 years. So protect your own future and the future of those you love by investing in security bonds. Use the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you are your own boss, use the bond-a-month plan where you bank. And now, friends, radio's finest quartet, the Sportsmen, join me in singing the song most requested this season on my own network show, Cookie. My, how the time goes by when we kiss goodnight and I hold you tight. I wonder why all the crickets sigh. Don't you suppose they know how I hate to go? We start out early, just a little after 7. Then it's 11:15. And when we've just begun, it's 10 to 1 that we'll need an alibi. 'Cause the clock don't lie, how the time goes by.
My, 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 how that time goes by.
Funny the way the moments seem to fly.
How the time goes by.
Why does it get so late for you and I?
When we kiss goodnight.
Why do we ever have to say goodnight?
And I hold you tight.
Nighty night, nighty night.
I wonder why.
Many's the time I've really wondered why.
All the crickets sigh.
Many's the time I've heard the crickets sigh.
Don't you suppose they know?
Honey, do you suppose they really know?
How I hate to go.
'Cause I love you so. We start out
two,
early.
2, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
Just a little after 7.
Heaven with you.
Then it's 11:15.
I'm in a stew.
And when we've just begun, it's 10 to 1 that we're gonna have to have a smart reply.
Keep an alibi.
We're gonna have to find an alibi.
'Cause the clock don't lie.
No, the clock don't lie.
How the time goes by. How the time goes by.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you by this station and United States Security Bonds each week at this time. Today's program starred Eddie Cantor, assisted by Cookie Fairchild's orchestra, the Sportsman Quartet, and yours truly, Harry Bonzell. There'll be another fine show for you next week, so watch for it, won't you? In the meanwhile, here's something good for you to remember. There is no finer, no safer investment in the world today than a United States security bond.